morning. Welcome to the Covenant Church. I am the town crier with your announcements. Unite East is reporting back on their mission trip from Salisbury, Maryland. There will be a brief congregational meeting immediately after church. New Beginnings is taking place downstairs in the fellowship room. Please take a name, and we need them by Saturday, all the items. The 39ers will meet tomorrow at 9:30. And are there any more announcements? Okay. Now let's join us in the call to worship.
The Creator has planted seeds in all of us.
May we nurture good deeds and loving kindness.
Jesus is calling us to bear spiritual fruit.
May we bless and build up others for the reign of God.
The Holy Spirit moves in us, encouraging us to grow.
May we be nurtured, may we be blessed, and may we grow.
This is number 341, Amazing Grace. What? No, it is not We Plow the Fields. It's 341, Amazing Grace. 431. 431. Four. Yeah. That's a typo.
It's Amazing Grace.
It's Amazing Grace. You should know. My fault. 431.
Amazing Grace.
our Lord, maker of heaven, of all that is the cosmos, of the earth, and of all life on earth. You hold it all together. It is not us. We are not in charge, but you are. You are managing all the stars. You know their names. Here on earth, all humanity is in your care. Help our eyes to see and our ears to hear and to comprehend what you are doing. You warn your people by your prophets, and you call us to listen and to come to you fully, to give up our wants and desires for your wants and desires. Your path is the best path. Lord, help us to travel in the paths all of your days. In Jesus' name, amen. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. Luke 15:3-7. So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Matthew 13:1-23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path. And the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." Then the disciples came and asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For those who will have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance, but from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them, indeed, is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, "You will indeed listen, but never understand, and you will indeed look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes so that they might not look with their ears, their eyes, and listen with their ears, and understand with their heart in turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly, I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Hear, then, the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one whose heart hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the word and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case a hundredfold, in another 60, in another 30. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We're in a constant mode of change here today. It's a good thing. Yeah, we're changing around. Would you please bow in prayer with me? Father God, we come before you. There's joy in our hearts. There's life. There's youth. We're so glad that you brought everyone back safely. It's something we pray for all week, but we take for granted when it's done. Father, we lift up our church today. We pray for your guidance and your protection over it. We lift up each and every person here today, and we pray that you watch over them. We pray for your guidance and protection in our lives, Lord, as we make decisions each and every day. Father God, there's a lot of traveling going on with vacations and visitation, Lord. And we just pray that we're able to pause and to bring you along with that journey, Lord. And Father, we praise you for this service today, the music that we're going to be having, and the words that are going to be shared, Father. There's such a joy in that. There's such a life in that, Father. We pray for our meeting afterwards. We lift up Linda's here today. We lift up her and her family, and the loss of their mom, and we lift up Rogine and her family. We're going to be having Herb's funeral this Saturday, and we pray, Father, that you bring people here, you bring comfort to the family, and we remember Herb's life and the joy that he brought to so many here, a foundation for this church. Father, we praise you and thank you. We give you this day, and it's in your name that we pray, Lord. Amen.
stool. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to start. I'll be the first sharer this morning. I'm probably not as prepared as some of the others. I have some stuff written down, but I'm going to wing it. I'm not going to talk as long as I could to give the others opportunity to speak. So last Monday, we left bright and early in the morning from church at 6:30. My morning started out great. The first words that I got to hear were, "Stop breathing in my face." And I was like, oh great, this is what's probably gonna happen all week with eight teenage girls. Things started to look up when Glenn stopped by before we left and brought us a dozen or so of his cookies for the trip. Thank you, Glenn. We did end up losing Eric right before the trip, and Bella also couldn't come with us. But coincidentally, Katie brought a friend to church last week, Chandler, and she ended up coming with us. So, and she fit right in with the group. I did have the best co-pilot in the van. So Sarah drove separate with all our luggage. She had a nice quiet ride. Except, you know, my co-pilot would call her every, like, you know, 5 miles and be like, are we going the right way? Or some of us have to go to the bathroom. And so that was Lauren. And why we ended up with the town crier doing announcements this morning, I'll tell you quickly, is part of the theme in the morning, Sarah and I would go to the leaders session. So they would fill us in about, like, what to expect for the day, what the message was going to be. And they would have the kids in their session with an MC, who you'll probably hear about. And they had a dragon. It was Smokey was their mascot. And they had a medieval town crier video every morning with a horn. And Megan was going to try to find a costume, but we couldn't find a costume. And he would do the announcements. So on the way home, Lauren started just laughing out loud. And I was like, what are you laughing at, you know? We had a lot of nice conversations while we were driving. And she goes, Beth, now I expect every Sunday church announcements to be done by the town crier. So that's why we had the town crier do announcements this morning. A few other fun facts. Sarah and I ended up with nicknames. So I am... I'm Beth the Burger, and Sarah initially they came up with Sarah Sandwich, but Sarah and I didn't like that, so she ended up being Sarah Bear, so she's Sarah Bear. Once we got to the campus and checked in and everything, one of the girls had said, Beth the Burger, you know, I really thought on the way down you were going to make us listen to praise music the whole way, but you were really cool. You let us listen to, like, hip-hop and rap, and I said, well, you know, I'm kind of cool. So, but on the way back it was, can you put on K-Love and all the worship music? So it was really nice on the way home. I wanted to just tell you quickly, well, I'm like still talking, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rambling on, but so the whole Unite thing, an East Coast Conference of the Covenant, like, organized event. Unite East was the Covenant Church kids going to this conference put on by Christ in Youth. So it wasn't a Covenant conference-sponsored retreat, per se. It was put on by Christ in Youth. But the Covenant had partnered with them, told them our beliefs and what we kind of expected. So when we got down there, though, there were about 10 other Covenant churches from the East Coast. We all had matching shirts, so we would know who was from our denomination. Katie and Megan have the Unite East shirts on, so we could recognize who was who. But Christ in Youth, I was just going to look this up really quick. They partner with the local church to create moments and conversations that call young people to follow Jesus and into the lives of kingdom work. So they heard a lot about kingdom work this week, which is using your talents, gifts, and abilities to share the message of Jesus wherever you are. So that was kind of the theme of the week. The other theme of the week was broadcast. So there is a message being broadcast that everyone needs to hear. The person broadcasting that message is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God and who MOVE is all about. His message is the good news about his kingdom, and God sent him into the world to broadcast it. Part of the way Jesus accomplished this was through the simple stories called parables. We'll take a look together at these parables, listening for the kingdom message Jesus wants to broadcast to you. So throughout the week, we heard parables. They got their little kingdom worker pursuit journal, kind of gave them the Bible verses and whatnot. So we had small group time every day. We would always ask the girls what their takeaways were for the day. And I, trying to think about what I was going to say, had a few takeaways for the week. So I didn't watch any TV this week, which was big for me. I mean, like, after work in the evenings, like, I usually will sit down and watch the news or something, or Netflix. No TV. I was only on social media a little bit to post about our trip. I rarely went on Instagram, only to see what their fun stories might be that they were posting. And it was so good. It was so good to just unplug from that for the week and just to spend time with the kids and Sarah, although I think she might have got annoyed with me a few times here and there, but it's hard sharing a room with someone when you don't have air conditioning and it's like 100 degrees all week, and her and I couldn't sleep, and the kids come out with their hoodies on. We're freezing. We couldn't sleep because we were too cold, and we're like, okay. But it was just really good to unplug from social media and to focus on them and take in that all that God was wanting us to hear for the week. A few key things that stick out to me is comparison is the thief of joy. That was one message that we heard this week. And not being on social media, you know, that kind of stuck with me. Comparison is the thief of joy. The other message, too, talking about being on your phones all day and what you're watching and what you're reading and hearing, is the quality of your information will dictate the quality of your transformation. So there was one speaker that spoke about, you know, hearing from God and in Jesus, and they talked about how we're always go, go, go. These kids are always go, go, go. Get up, go to school, after school, do your activities, get home, eat your dinner, do your homework, take your shower, go to bed, get up and do it the next day. And on the weekends, you got your sports, and you have church, and they have so many activities. They're always on the go. And what they planned time for during the week was times where they could just exhale. And there was prayer time every day during session called Selah, and you'll probably hear about that. Stop, exhale, look, ask, and hear. So they had this scheduled time where they could pray, and that really was a nice time for me. But the speaker also said, you know, sometimes we're always like looking for a sign, or like thinking we're going to hear God just talking, you know, like saying something to us like, Sarah, be nice to Beth. We know you're tired, but, you know, have some patience. She's not very organized, but that's why we had Sarah, because she was our logistical coordinator. Every day. All right, wait, we got to do our logistics. We got to do our logistics. You'll hear a little more about that, too. But the speaker said, you know, you're not always going to have this lightning bolt. God wants me to do this. Or a sign, you know. But what he reminded us is that we hear God every day in the Bible. Like, his message and his word is here. So that was just encouraging, that, you know, to remind us to look to his word to hear his message. And that's it for me. So we're going to start with, I'll stand with you. Katie and Zoe, I think, are going to go first. You can stand together, and yeah, come on up. Make sure you talk slow and into the microphone, okay? There's some old
people. You're so mean.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, this is nerve-wracking. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Katie Graber. I would hope that most of you know me because I've been going to the church forever. You know, it was a great experience for me. I had so much fun connecting with new people, but I've always felt connected with God, but I've never fully felt him in the room. So close to me that I felt like he was touching my shoulders at some points. He was that close. Singing with everyone was so powerful, and feeling the love in the room was powerful. So, I'm so grateful that I was able to go. So grateful that I was able to go and be able to connect with God and other people. But not only connecting with God was great, but the ice cream was absolutely amazing. Sometimes I only had ice cream to eat that day, which Sarah was not too happy about. But speaking of Sarah, we gave Sarah a beautiful nickname, Sarah Sandwich. Which, if you hear those other girls over there saying Sarah Bear, they are wrong. It's Sarah Sandwich. It's Sarah Sandwich. Anyways, I also had an amazing experience being able to bring my best friend and watching that friend become best friends with everyone else. We also made friends with a lot of new churches. Some kids made bracelets for us, and also some taught us how to skateboard. Can't forget that one person who taught me how to juggle, which is actually surprisingly pretty easy. I had never met a single person there that said something unkind or rude. Not only was the band powerful, but the speakers were so beautiful and powerful. They sent out messages that I've never heard before. One of my favorite sessions was this night. It was just this one night session that this beautiful woman named Anne walked up there with the biggest smile and talked about how God isn't fair. And if you've ever heard the song Reckless Love, which we sang earlier, there's a line in it that says, leaves the 99, which means he will leave 99 people who were okay to find one person who really needed him the most. So if he's there, if you need him, he's there working on you. Everything Anne said that night, I can remember, but I won't say because it's a little too long for me to say. But she did give me a perspective that I've never looked at before, and I think that a lot of us have never seen. I had such a wonderful time, and I would hope that I could go again. Thank you for everyone who chipped in, because you knew that we would have such a good time. I will be forever grateful that I got to feel this close to our Lord. Oh, and a huge thank you to Betha Burger and Sarah Sandwich for putting up with me.
Hi, everyone. My name is Zoe, and I've only been going to the church for a few months now, so you probably don't know me. But before this retreat, I didn't really know what to expect because I didn't really have a relationship with God. I honestly just thought they were going to talk to us about Jesus' life, and it wouldn't really change how I felt. But the worship sessions were so powerful, emotional, and genuinely moving. I've never felt so much love and hope in one room. It helped me find my relationship with God again, and I believe that this retreat was a gift. I found my love for God, I found so many friends who share that love, and I also found the ice cream machine on campus. It was great. Speaking of friends, though, during my time on campus, I've made more friends than I can count. But more importantly, I grew close with the girls in our group. Living with them for a week was hectic, but it was great. Shout out to Beth the Burger and Sarah Bear, or Sarah Sandwich, for keeping us all in check and making sure we were on time for everything while not losing their minds from being with us for a whole week. Anyways, all these girls have shown me what a real friendship looks like, and the retreat wouldn't have been the same without even one of them. Moving on, the worship sessions I attended changed my perspective on how to gain and maintain a good relationship with God and how to get rid of things blocking you from Him. They changed my perspective by talking about laying your life next to Jesus's and growing with Him. In order to do that, the speaker related it to planting a seed. Your relationship with God is the seed, but in order for it to grow, you need to make sure you keep watering it. To water it, you could read the Bible, pray, sing, and more. As you do this, your seed will grow bigger. You also need the right environment so storms don't hit your plant. The storms in our lives are problems that you may have that are keeping your plant from thriving. This lesson really helped me understand more about my relationship with God and what I was doing wrong. If I can talk this much about one lesson, imagine how long we'd be here if I talked about all of them. But just one last thing, I want to thank Katie for all of this, because without her, I wouldn't have even started going to youth group, and I would have never found my relationship with God. You're the reason my life has changed. So again, thank you, and thank you to the church for paying for us to go. You guys changed my life as well.
To give me a second because I'm a little short, but stop laughing at me, Katie.
Hi, I'm Megan Campbell, Beth the Burger's daughter. And over the week at MOVE, which is Unite, I've learned that God and Jesus will always be there for me and will never fail on me. Listening to all of the songs and knowing most of them from the Pilgrim Pines retreats, this one song stuck in my head, and it was called Firm Foundation. The first couple verses or lyrics are out of the Bible, Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Through the rain comes in torrents, and the flood waters rise, and the winds beat against that house. It won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rain and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Hearing that, I can trust in Christ because He is my rock and my firm foundation. On our way home from the trip, I was reading the Bible. I started reading the Bible before, but I never had time to continue to finish it. But I started where I left off, and it was at the beginning of Psalms. I got pretty far when reading it, and I came across this one verse. It was Psalms 7:17. I will thank the Lord because He is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. And it told me the recap of the week and told me to just thank the Lord because He is the Lord, and to sing because He is the Lord even when we're at our darkest. But I wanted to thank the church for helping all of us go to Unite and getting the experience that we will take with us forever, but me for sure. And during our experience, we had times of fun, like playing in sports tournaments, going to Ocean City, getting henna, getting matching bracelets with most of the girls. We also had times of serious, like sharing our thoughts and our understanding each other's stories, and sharing from what we took from the speakers.
We also had times of crying when we were listening to one or two songs because they just really meant something to all of us. But I really just want to thank you all, and I really just want to thank the Lord God and our Savior.
Hi, I'm Emily Morton. MOVE has motivated me in ways I haven't been motivated before. Through all the message the speakers gave and the very meaningful music. From the emotional songs to the upbeat, passionate music we heard every day will forever stay in my memory. However, the top two things from my week are probably the day for a night and the song Let It Be Done. The song represents throughout someone's struggles, in the end, Jesus will be there for you no matter what has happened to you. And then on day four, because like on each day there was a specific word. It went from seed, root, sprout, grow, and then bloom. But specifically on day four, it was about growing. And growing connected with forgiveness. Forgiveness is a whole process, that just like a flower starting as a seed to becoming in full bloom. My key takeaway was from the conversation was forgiveness is it's okay if you are not ready to forgive right away. Forgiveness isn't about you and someone else. It's about you and God. And no matter what you have done or what has been done to you, God will look at you as if you are his masterpiece. And then I also really enjoyed making new friends, growing closer with everybody in the group, and definitely just being there in the moment and not really thinking of anything else. But MOVE really has helped my relationship with God grow stronger. I just wanted to thank everybody for helping all of us so we would be able to go. It was very much appreciated.
Hi, I'm tall sometimes. Anyways, hi, I'm Lauren.
Hi, Dad.
So basically, I was gonna bring my friend Bella with me, but she couldn't make it. And that made me kind of sad at first because I was like, oh, majority of them go to the same school. They're all like close in age. I'm not gonna fit in with them. But like, it turned out that it wasn't like that. Like, it wasn't bad as I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be like, oh, they're gonna like hate me or something. But they didn't. And turns out, my very close friend Madison, who goes to Easton Church, was there, and I hadn't seen her in 4 years because when camp had closed from COVID, I hadn't seen her again after that. So I was like, and so I was really happy to see her. So I love Bella, but it was kind of a good thing that she didn't go because I feel like I would have been super distracted if she went. And when like Emily was talking about like the seed, root, sprout, grow, the word like with grow really like stuck with me. Since I grew up in the church, I felt like I already had that seed and I was already rooted and I was starting to sprout, and I felt like there was like, I felt like I was growing with Christ. And if everything like with God felt like really close with him in my relationship. And worshiping with Madison and with the youth group, like there were a lot of tears, and like there was this one thing that stuck out about like forgiveness. I was they had us like write our name and then someone else's name on the back, and that whole time we're doing that, I was like literally bawling my eyes out because I was like, I had this really close friend that I like stopped being friends with for reasons, and I was just really sad about it. And I was like, you know what, right now I don't think I'm able to forgive, but I can't do that alone. I need like Jesus to help me with that so I can now work up to be able to forgive the hurt that was hurting. I don't know how to word that, but like it was really emotional for me. And when another thing with the kingdom working, they were talking about how like a lot of the times we're like, oh, I can't do this, like I'm not good at that, like I won't be able to do it. And there was, for the longest time, I'd wanted to start a prayer group at my school, but I was like, I can't, like no one's gonna wanna join it, like I can't do it, I'm not good at that type of stuff. And I was also crying when they talked about that because I was like, oh my gosh, like that's literally me, like the whole time I'm like, I can't do this, nope, no thank you. But that like really inspired me. I was like, you know what, it's gonna be my senior year, last chance, I think I'm gonna do it, so yeah.
Oh, I'm
Sarah Sandwich, Sarah Bayer, and also the logistical coordinator. So the first time I said, ladies, we need to talk logistics, they looked at each other, and then a hand went up and said, what are logistics? Then they got it. So in full honesty, I was not really wanting to go. When I asked to take the week off from work, people were like, wait, what? Like, why are you taking a week off to go with teenagers? And the past few months have just, I've not been focused. I have not, you know, been where I needed to be. I didn't feel like I could pour into them. But I got to go to Chick 97. I went to Chick 2K as like a chaperone, and it was super important for me that these kids had that opportunity. So here we are, going over the GW Bridge. Excellent. But we made it. So each day at the event, there was like a word, the theme, and the girls have started talking about that. The seed, root, sprout, grow, and bloom. And they used Jesus's parables to expand daily on these different words in the morning and the evening sessions. They started with seed. Jesus throws out the seed. And what type of soil are you? Hard, rocky, filled with thorns and weeds, or good soil? The root. True life will take root as you listen to the broadcast. Are you built on a firm foundation to weather the storms? Sprout. True life will sprout as you believe the broadcast. Jesus is the good shepherd. He'll leave the 99 to find the one lost sheep. And no matter what, you can always come home, no matter how far away you feel or lost you are. Grow. True life will grow as you follow the broadcast. Following Jesus can be difficult. He has his own rules, and if you want to lead, then serve. And we learned about grace and mercy and needing to forgive. Bloom. True life will bloom as you share the broadcast. God has given you abilities and talents to love and serve others. Live with eyes to see opportunities to do that and really listen to him. After each of the sessions, we had our convos and small group time. There was some great discussions, very thoughtful questions. We prayed for each other. We encouraged each other. Early on, there was one question and response that really stood out to me. I was also flying solo at this small group, which was a little intimidating. So when asked, what is something that I need to value the way that Jesus values it? Almost immediately, one of the girls said, myself. She had immediately recognized that she needed to value herself more the way that Jesus did. Some other responses included other people and relationships. I was like, oh, thank God they're getting it. So each speaker was very challenging in good ways, and it got them thinking. And hearing them today, I was like, whew. So the lesson on the good shepherd and the prodigal son also really struck them. You could just see it in their responses, that Jesus would leave that 99. They had such good questions that no matter what they did or how far they were away from him, they could always come home. And that is the one thing I kept reinforcing to them. And there was one phrase that we also heard throughout, you are God's masterpiece. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. I just kept telling them, they are valued, they are chosen, they are God's masterpiece. What struck me so strong on the way home was, that is the same exact message that the girls at Oasis down in Guatemala get. Time and time again, they are told they are God's masterpiece. All teenage girls need to hear that time and time again. We need to pour love into them. And no matter where they're from, whether it's Guatemala or Connecticut, there's distractions and there's barriers to following Christ. But no matter what, they know and they hear the same message. They are loved, they are valued, and they can always come home. And I thank the church for giving them this opportunity, for me to have this opportunity. I pray that that sticks with them and that you guys know no matter what, Sarah Bear and Sarah Sandwich, oh, so let's go with Sarah Bear, We will be here if you need us, and the church will be here. We are here to pour into you because you are valued, you are chosen, and you have a purpose. So thanks for coming, ladies.
Could take a minute to warm up again.
And you. at some of those pictures. You don't ever want to tell us.
Thank you.
Now we are blessed to be able to give back to God all that he has given to us, and the many blessings that we've had today. It's just a joy. Let us give back to the Lord. Given us, Father God, that we're able to give back to you. But Father, thank you for this week, bringing everyone home safely. And Father, we put up all that we took for granted this week before you, Father. We praise and thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's join now in our closing hymn, an insert. Thank you.
with the joy that these kids have given us today, a little smile on our face, and just try to absorb a little bit of it into our lives. Please remember there is a board meeting right after.
Congregational meeting.
Don't leave the sanctuary. Congregational meeting. Kenny says it's going to be real quick, so. And afterwards, please join us downstairs. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord send his grace upon you this day. May you go today in his peace. Amen.